humble yourself. Humble yourself and let others raise you up, and you will believe the glory. Humble yourself and you see what happens around you, how people will lift you up in ways you never thought you could with all the words that you could say. Humble yourself and let God lift you up. Amen? If that's all we said today, and you took that this week, and anytime something came again, anytime you saw, you just humbled yourself. Just pull back. Pull back and let God take care of the situation. And you see the answer so different than the way you thought. And you'd see victory. Amen? Not just for you, but for those around you. Isn't that what God's supposed to be all about? Our victories are supposed to be for all of us. Amen? That's our Lord. Let's stand up and pray to God this morning. Let's say our prayer to our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen and amen. Be seated. Enjoy yourself. Say a prayer for Mark Bush. It's 3 weeks. We haven't seen him. And I know he loves, every time I get to that part, thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and thine is the glory. I think of Mark because that's his favorite part of that whole prayer. Amen. Keep our brother in prayer. And we miss anybody who's not here. Amen. Don't forget to call Deacon Jim later. So. Praise Lord. He's going to love that. Responsive reading, Psalm 46 today. I will start. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling,
there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
Hallelujah. That is today. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just as the break of dawn.
The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted.
Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made the solutions in the earth.
He makes war cease in the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
Hallelujah. Church, I am humbled. I hope that you are feeling what I'm feeling in the presence of God. You know, I don't talk to Marilyn about what she puts in her responsive reading. Marilyn has a ministry, the ministry of this bulletin, and she puts in, and we don't talk about the songs, what we're going to sing. And I want you to just read what we were just talking, and then go back to the song that we just sang, the first time we ever did that, the first time we ever sang, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord, and the word in there. And the first line is, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say, the nations raised. And the rivers whose streams make glad the city, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. That's God. And said, God shall help her just at the break of dawn. Hallelujah. And it talks about the mountains shake with the swelling. This is everything that's in that song. Amen? Everything that's in that song that we just sang is in this prayer that Marilyn, that God gave to Marilyn. Understand that God gave this to Marilyn. She did not know this song until at least Thursday, because I was in bed for 3 days and I did not get to her with the hymn and with the opening song. She did not have that. God is working in this church. Amen. I want you to see that. I want it to get into your heart and into your spirit. This God we talk about heals lands. Amen. Amen?
Amen.
You should be humble knowing these are not coincidences. Amen? This is God working in a church that's preaching His Word, that's keeping the soil fertile. This is God working in our lives today. And this is so humbling to me just to see this and read this. Why these words today with that song? God has a plan. Amen? I told you last week that God heals. I told you that God can heal the situations in the other worlds. If we just listen to God, if we just do it God's way, we don't have to fight. Hundreds of people, thousands of people don't have to fight. Military doesn't have to fight the battle. We just have to stand and let the enemy know. The enemy know that that's just not going to happen. Whatever they're doing over there, the actions that they're taking, we're not going to try to change ideology. We're not going to try to change their mind. But with God, we tell them it's not going to work. And then they need to stop. Maybe 50 years from now it'll start again. That's the history of the world. But if we do things God's way, we don't have to send thousands and thousands and thousands of troops. All the world has to do is come together. Just send the planes over. Let them see. Let them see too much. Let them know that we better stop now because there's nowhere to go but down. Amen? And it won't change how they feel. But it'll make them say maybe we ought to come back later. Amen? That's God's way. And if God is healing our land, I believe that God is healing our home. Do you believe that? That God is healing your home? And I'm so sick and tired. Can I say those things? I'm sick and tired. Every time somebody brings a Bible to church, or anybody brings a separation to church and state. We've allowed that lie to go on. It's our fault for the last generations or two. We've allowed that lie of separation of church and state. When you bring a Bible to church, Greg, what does that establish? Does that mean that that school is a Christian school? Of course not. All that Bible does is acknowledge to that fellow who's carrying it that he's a Christian, that he reads the Bible. That's all it's doing, is acknowledging a faith. Him carrying a Bible to school doesn't establish the school. Him talking to somebody about prayer doesn't establish the school in Christianity. It's people in America using their freedom to talk to one another. Amen? But the world has become, no, you can't do that. So who have we erased? We've erased God from everything. To the point where we can't say Merry Christmas. That sounds like a little thing, but you think about that 40 years ago. You never would have thought that happened. Amen? We've allowed stuff to happen. We've allowed it by not standing up and saying, no, that's wrong. We need to stand for God. We don't have to have the church. Every school doesn't have to have the word saint in front of it. It's not important. But the fact is, God has a right to be in there because believers are in there. That's all. That's all we ever say. It's not establishing anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God heals things. He doesn't destroy. I believe in divine healing. Does anybody, y'all, you Christian, you do? I got to tell you, I was a closet smoker. I smoked. When I was driving to New York, I'd have a four-hour drive, and I started smoking cigarettes. You know, I wasn't. And I can tell you that 95% of the people around me didn't know that I smoked. I was such a, you know, I'd go hunting sometimes, George, and I'd have a cigarette in the woods, you know. And then one day, I tried quitting a few days. One day, my pastor said to me at the office, I worked at the other church. I worked in the office doing all sorts of things. And she said, I like you coming here, and I like talking to you, but she said, I can't be around you because she's allergic to cigarette smoke. You remember that, Miss Pat? My pastor said that to me, and I went outside with a fresh pack of cigarettes, and I threw them in the dumpster. Not because she wanted me to quit, because my heart wanted me to stop. I didn't want to separate myself from anybody that I loved, anybody that had anything to do with. I didn't want to separate myself from people that I cared so much about, Sergio. So I took that cigarette and I threw them in the dumpster. Now, this might not happen to you unless your heart is ready, but from that second on, my desire to smoke was gone. Now, if I tell you I never had another cigarette after that, I'd be lying. But I will tell you this. Every time I tried one, it wasn't happening. It wasn't nothing. It did nothing for me. When I was driving, it did nothing for me. I began eating sunflower seeds long before the baseball players did. The truth. But I'm telling you that the devil's going to steal from you bit by bit by bit. You say, well, I'm going to have a cigarette today. It's only one. That's a little bit. And you forget when you have the cigarette. And listen, I'm talking to you about healing, not smoking, okay? Because we all have vices. We all. I'm just saying to you that when the devil comes, he said, well, I'm had that cigarette. Okay, that's. But then it takes you away from the people you're with, amen? Say you're at a place and when all your friends are there, say, well, I got to go outside and have a cigarette. So the devil's now stole your health for having that, and it's also stole time with people that you love, amen? So I'm telling you that he has ways to steal things from you that you think are, well, it's only a minute, and then you get to a point in your life and you realize how much he stole from you. how much he really stole from. And it ain't the money. How many of you ever hear say, if I quit smoking, I'll be rich? I've seen people quit smoking. They don't become rich. But it's just, so I tell you that I believe in divine healing. I tell you the healing begins when your heart is ready to surrender it to God. Say, I can't do this anymore. And those of you that have friends and you want them to stop with this or that, you do it with this word. You do it with love. Amen? You do it with understanding. Because if you start coming against somebody for doing something, you know what that does? That just separates. That heals nobody. Amen? Heals nobody. But when you do it God's way, you know, I really love you. I really want to, you know, I want to spend more time with you. I want to spend more time with the children. And when the devil steals things from you, you're losing time with the people you love, your children, your grandchildren, your wife, your husband. You're losing time doing things that really are good and that you really enjoy. Because when you start to think about devices, and there's so many kids today that need to hear this. Kids are using drugs today thinking that's the way, that's the avenue. That's the avenue to be successful. And that's the avenue to death. Amen? Without God, that's the avenue to depression. Amen? I believe God can heal depression like that. I know right now there's no medicine that does. If somebody said, here's a pill, Sergio, you take it, your depression will be gone. That's a lie, isn't it? But I tell you that God can heal depression. If you start to believe that he's with you and that you look back at everything he's carried you through and you stand up and say, I've got here. What am I depressed about now? He got me right to here. I'm not going to look back. I'm going to have a bad day. Anybody ever have a bad day? Anybody get mad? Well, of course you do. You get upset. But that's not coming over you. You know, it's God, I believe, divinely can take depression. Amen. He says so in his word. Anxiety, worry. Anybody here ever worry? So I tell you, the Bible says, Freddie, you worry about, and all of a sudden you look back 6 months later and say, what did I worry about? Amen? That's what God, if he could just shake you for a minute, he said, what are you worried about? What are you depressed about? This is your life. Okay, so you're not millionaires, but you think that would remove anything? You think that would remove anything? Of course it won't. Because now you got millionaire problems. How am I going to pay for my jet? How am I going to pay for the two houses? People want my money. People want the... And I'm going to tell you something. If you think you're not happy now, be a millionaire and be depressed. I mean, think about that for a second. The devil knows what he's doing, amen? The churches need to start preaching what God can do. God can change. And if you just give one every day to God, 1 minute, say, okay, I got through this minute. I got through this minute. I got through an hour. Hey, look, it's Tuesday already. And look what God is doing in your life. You look at the good that God does, and it heals, amen? We're going to talk about healing today in a way that the world doesn't talk about it. We're going to talk about healing today the way that God wants to talk about it. Amen? To heal those inner cities. To heal those people that are lost. Because for generations now, we've stopped preaching the Word of God. We started preaching self and injustice and revenge. Amen? That's what today we're going to talk about God. So I believe in divine healing. If the devil's got a hold of you in anything, it's up to you to talk to God today. Say, Lord, I know the devil's a liar. He's the father of all lies. And I know, Lord, you've never lied to me once. In fact, you've given me a beautiful life. You gave me a beautiful wife, a beautiful husband. You gave me a home. You gave me a car. You gave me heat today. You gave me food on my... Lord, I can just go on and on about the things that you give me, but somehow I forget to do that. I always remember the things that are getting to me. I need to remember the things I have. The things that you blessed me with. The things you're going to bless me with tomorrow. My hopes are in you, so my tomorrows are in you. It's never too late. It's never too late. Never too late to put the things the devil puts in you, put them away. And let God give you joy, unspeakable joy. The devil will never give you joy. Never. He will take your joy. He will steal things in your life that mean so much to you, and he does it in bits and pieces. But today we're not going to let that happen anymore. We're going to give it to God. When your heart is right to do the things that make you healthy, that make you, to let God fill you, healing will begin. It won't be like the world says. You don't have to go through all these tortures and stuff. And you might sometimes you get to a place where you need that time to heal. God will help you through that too. Well, you need a medicine to get you to a place where you can begin to heal. Praise God that we have that medicine. When you get to a doctor who can lead you to more healing, praise God for that. But the healer is God. The one who does the healing is God. The one who heals you when you're laying in your bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and you can't sleep, it's God then. It's God then who reaches in and says, be still and know that I am here. Have good rest. There's nothing you can do now except sleep for a while. So you sleep and I'll take care of situations. And when you wake, you'll be stronger to face those little trials that you have. You'll be stronger because you'll be closer to me. I will take your hand and walk with you every day. I will take the depression from you, the anxiety from you. You just need to see what we're doing together. I will heal your house. I will heal your wife. I will heal your husband. I will bring your children back in a way you never thought possible. They will come back because they will see that there's good in you that they don't understand and they'll want that. I will heal your family and your friends. I will bring your enemies back to you. People who left your house who didn't want to come because of what you used to say and what you used to do. No, that's the past. That was the devil putting things in your mind and in your heart and in your mouth to say, no, that'll be gone. It'll be me and you. So when they look at you, they'll see me. It will heal your friends. It will bring love and peace to you. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's your God. We have people going through things in this church that you just need to pray for one another, but know that there's miracles happening. We need to constantly tell one another to be grounded in God, to come to church on Sunday. Come every Sunday. Come to the Bible study. Have the fellowship. Don't let anything stop you from all that. We'll fix whatever it is that's bothering you. If we can do the sound, we'll fix the sound. Whatever. But we have the foundation. We need everybody who's going through things to not let them slip. See, when you turn to the God, how many know this, and I know you're all going to raise your hand. When you first turn to God, Sergio, all of a sudden all these bad things happen to you. You want to know why? Because Satan's watching. He knows. When you give your heart to God, Chuck, when you say, okay, I'm really going to, Satan's going to throw everything left he's had at you, because all the time you were living in the world, he said, all right, he's a friend of mine. Satan said, yeah, that guy's a friend of mine. See, I don't have to worry. But the second you say, I'm going to turn my life to God, is when all of a sudden it seems like things are going to pile on. And I'll tell you, rejoice when that happens. Say, I'm on the right track finally. Because God's going to take care of it. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know it's cold out there. What is it? I'm going to preach today on healing this inner city, healing the land. And I'm going to do it in a way that, in fact, I'm going to have smarter people than me preach to you today. How many know there's smarter people than me? I admit it. Seth, put your hand down. You didn't have to put your hand. My wife had her hand up. Chuck, we're going to have a women's ministry downstairs. We're going to do something. Now, I'm going to just, and I wish that there were people on television, people in the news would preach what we're going to preach today. People who are supposed to be preachers, is what I'm saying. People who are supposed to be teachers, leading people to healing. Now, I'm going to mention some words to you, and you tell me what you think. Anger, revenge, hatred, jealousy. Disobedience. Disobedience to God. Disobedience to mom, to dad. That leads to disobedience to all authority. Amen? All authority. It does. Leads others to anger, to seek their own justice. And again, I say, especially from a place of power to incite, from the pulpit. All those words I read are tools of who?
Devil.
The devil. Satan. Those are his tools. Everything that I just read are those his tools. So when you see people preaching all that, who are they preaching? They're not preaching about God. Amen? Leading people to suffer. That's what they're really doing. They're leading people to suffer and to destruction. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to read from people who are smarter than me. And I want you to understand where God wants us and the difference. And you start to realize how and when this world can be healed. I'm going to read from a man named James, who was Jesus' brother. He says this: who is wise and understanding among you? Who? Let him show by good conduct. By what kind of conduct?
Good.
That his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. And listen to what James says. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Let me read that again. There's two lines. Listen to this, and you tell me if you don't see this today. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Amen? Now listen to God. I read those words to you. Anger, revenge, hatred, jealousy, disobedience. Listen to what wisdom from above. Listen, one little paragraph. Listen to the difference. See the light. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, then it's gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Can you say that with me? I read it with you. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Amen? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Now another fella walked with the Lord. He walked with Jesus. And he wrote down things and he told us about it. His name was Matthew. Anybody hear of Matthew? So I'm going to read from Matthew, but even more so, Dominic, I'm going to read 5:43. This Matthew wrote this, but there's a man named Jesus who said this. Listen to the difference. Jesus said, you have heard it was said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, listen, who's saying this? Jesus is saying to this church today in the Word of God, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you and do good to those who hate you and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. And he said this little reward, then you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Says, for if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Don't even the tax collectors do so? Jesus said, therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Love your enemies. Love those who persecute you. Amen? That's from who? Jesus. You can't argue with me, all right? You want to say I'm wrong, you can say, but you can't argue with, that's Jesus, amen? I'm just telling you. Listen to Proverbs. Listen to what Solomon writes. Just listen. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. He's saying, do good to those who come against you. He said, well, that doesn't make any sense. Sure it does. Because they will have nothing, your enemies will have nothing against you. Amen. If somebody comes against you and you do good to them, they will have nothing. They can't rise up and say anything bad against you. Could you say, what are you talking about? You were hungry and I fed you. You were warm, you were cold and I gave you somewhere warm to sit. You were thirsty and I gave, what do you, see, Jesus is saying the way to overcome evil is with good. Are you with me? Now we're going to get to the meat. Another man who is smarter than me, his name is Paul. Wrote a lot of books in the New Testament. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Paul. Bless, say that with me, bless. You know what that means? Those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Hallelujah. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. People are supposed to be preaching God's word, amen? We want to heal the land. We want to heal the inner cities. We want children to have a hope. Amen. We want children to have something to look to. We want people to have something to hold on to. Yet they're not preaching this. They say they're preachers, but they're not preaching this. I'm going to tell you six words right here in the Bible. Amen. You ready? Repay no one evil for evil. Have you heard anybody say that on TV lately? Everybody on the news say, well, what are you going to do about this? Well, I'm going to get my own. I just mine. People are demanding, screaming, hollering for what? Their own. They're blaming other people for their problems. Amen? Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for the good things in the sight of all men. And said, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, and again, this is in Romans now, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Helping the inner cities, God can. Can I get an amen? God can do it. Healing families and friends, God can. Amen? He must be first. He must be preached. His word, where are the preachers? I ask you, where are the preachers today, Sergio, preaching that? Where are they? Where are the teachers teaching that, Dominic? Where are they teaching that? Repay no evil for evil. Now, I'm going to read something, and I know that in your flesh, and there'll be people who will hear this and misunderstand it because they don't want to accept the word of God. Amen? But I'm going to give you what the word of God says, and I'm going to read it to you so you understand the difference, and you'll understand the situations. Hallelujah. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. Let me tell you why. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. You see that every day. For rulers are not a terror to do works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister to avenge and execute wrath on him who practices evil. Hallelujah. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. Because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers, attending continually to this very thing. Render, therefore, to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We have taken God out of so many things in our lives. Can I get an amen? Our children don't have a chance. We've forgotten. We've forgotten all the beautiful things with God and how the land was fertile and all the beautiful things we have. And we're taking God out of our schools. We almost can't say God in church sometimes. It's been so crazy. Amen. It seems insane, Seth, that the only thing they want to remove is God. They want to have everything else come back. And what have we had the last generations? Nobody talking about God. Nobody preaching God. Nobody teaching the things that I'm just reading to you. And we've had generations now, children, having children. So where do those children learn from the children having children? We have children without fathers. We have homes without fathers, without mothers. Amen? We have men who are fathering many children and laughing about it like it's a bragging right. Amen? And then we wonder at the end of the situation why we can't fix it. Well, you've let it out. You've let all that happen. We got to go back. Amen? I said that a few months ago. Remember? We got to go back to the beginning. We need people to preach this today. We need to tell the inner cities today. We need to tell children today that God will raise you up. And you say, well, the authority. God is telling us to obey authority because they're put in a position to protect. Now, I know. I hear. Well, there might be some bad authority. What difference does that make? In the second that you're facing the authority, the Bible tells you to obey. When you obey, when you do good to the authority, when you do good in trouble, amen. Listen to what it said with the food and the water. When you stand there and obey God, then the next day they have nothing against you, amen. They can't come back against you and say you did this and that. You say, no, I respect you. Amen. That's where change happens. And then you can talk together and we can grow together. But I'm telling you, our children are lost because nobody is preaching. Repay no evil with evil. Nobody. That's why you're seeing what you're seeing, because we've removed the one thing that can heal. We've removed God. Right, Chuck? We've removed it. Somehow God became a bad name. And I tell you, the answers are with God. They are. They are truly with God. I love this, what James said. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you say bitter envy and self, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. Because this wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. Hallelujah. I believe this book. I believe those who are in this book. I believe Jesus. I believe James. I believe Peter. I believe the words in this book can heal our land. I think we need more preachers just preaching this. The word says just preach the word. Amen? And I've been guilty many times of preaching opinion. I got caught. I prayed about that. We all have opinions. Amen? But when I start preaching the word, I see change. I see change in our church. I see growth in our church. I see God humbling us in our church and raising and doing things in our church that we've all prayed about when the word is being preached. Amen? God can take care of these problems. We must let him in. Every single day. And it starts with you at home. It starts with you here. To hunger for more. It's good, amen? I know sometimes it sounds sad, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing in your life. Seth, it's a good thing if you put God first and you do what the Bible says to do. And watch how other people treat you. And then you catch on. And how that just spreads. Amen? Tell other people, there's hope. There's hope. This week on TV, there was a young man, probably about 20, 21 years old. He went out to I think it was in Philadelphia, I'm not sure, but he went into one of the buildings and he killed himself. 21, 20, handsome boy. And he talked about, and they said he was from a movement that was going on. And I say that, see, that's Satan. Satan rejoiced. There's a young, handsome boy with his whole life in front of him. But he was taught anger. He was taught revenge. He was taught self-seeking. He was taught vengeance. And it cost him his life. The devil did that to him, amen? The devil did that because that's what he heard. His young boy, 20 years old, said that's all he heard. Somebody was getting it. He wasn't having all of everything he deserved. And he gave up his life. That's a victory for Satan. Amen? For Satan. And that's why I say those people need to start preaching about God and give them some hope. Give God praise and glory, church. Give them some hope. Hallelujah. I surrender all. When he was 20 years old, he gave his life away.
If y'all want to sing with me, it's 369 in the hymnal.
Children are perishing. We need to give them hope. You're turning their life over to drugs and turning their life over to things that are just so destructive because they have no hope. They have nobody to guide them, nobody to teach them. We're taking God away from so much they don't even know that God exists. It's been generation after generation now. Children having children, they don't know what to teach their children. We need to stand up and tell them about God. We need to give them hope. We need to give them a future. I tell people every Sunday, God has a better way. He has a better way in your life. He can heal the depression. He can heal the anxiety. He can heal your body without anything except Him and you. Let yourself see what He's doing in our lives. It's all about Jesus. All about the Lord. What He's done for us, what He's going to do, that He... Thank you, Lord. He simply asked today that we do this in remembrance of Him. So let the healing begin right now as you accept what He did for us today and we remember Jesus. Filling in for Deacon Chuck. Deacon Jim is Deacon Chuck filling in. Morning, Deacon. Thank you, Lord. In your life the last 6 months. Everybody think back 6 months. What were you worried about? What were things coming against you that if you knew then that you'd be here today, how much of that would you have let go of? If you knew the anxiety, if you knew the doctor's report, if you knew your job, where you're looking for the money, the finances, 6 months ago, 6 months, that's all. You see what you were worried about, what you were losing sleep about. Here it is on February the 14th, 2016. You've come 6 months now. Just like that, in a blink of an eye. How much of that worry was wasted time? How much of that lost sleep was a waste of time? God's been there, been next to you, been talking to you, been holding on to you. People have been preaching it to you. And here you are, February the 14th, 2016. He's healed you. He saved you. Every worry, every doubt, here you are. Today, start again with Him in remembrance of what Jesus did for us, in Jesus' name. Get caught up in any rules and regulations. We get caught up in the Lord. So He took the wine and poured it into a cup, saying, "This is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins." For the remission of your sins. So when my Father looks down from heaven, He will see my blood covering all your sins. It will be blotted out because of my sacrifice. You see that the electric bill was paid. October, November, December. You see the car bill was paid. You had food on your table every day. You had a job. You had love. You shared time with your family, with your children and your grandchildren. You had fun outside. You had fun indoors. You had Christmas. You worried about every single one of those things 6 months ago. When it got to October, you're worried about buying Christmas presents. Worried about making people happy. Worried about having enough food. Here, it's February. You got through that. God is finally saying to you, look, let's work together. Let's remember what we've been through and know that today is the new day. Today is the day I've made for you to rejoice and to be healed. You are healed today. When anxiety comes against you, say, been there, done that. Get behind me, thee, Satan. The Bible says, draw nearer to God. He will draw nearer to you. Every day you have to do that. If you have to do it every hour, do it every hour. It's a joy. All the things you worried about from the doctor, today you're healed. Today you're here. Today you're being stronger. Do it for those that you love. Do it for your family. Do it for your friends. That's how we heal a nation. That's how we heal a city. Telling everybody there is hope. There is tomorrow. We've allowed the devil too much time in our lives and in our friends and family's lives. We've allowed the devil too much time in our mouth with our tongue and our lips. We've allowed him too much of that. He's rejoiced every time he's won a battle with you, that you lost a friend, or you said something that hurt somebody. He rejoiced in that. Today is over. Today we start anew. It's never too late with God. You give people hope. You give people a reason to want to be here, to want to live, to want to be stronger, to want to succeed. I tell children all the time, and I'm talking people in their 20s and 30s, that God has more for you. He has so much more for you. You just need to hold on. It's not a joke. Unfortunately, it's going to take a little longer to get into some because they've had 20 years without a God. Never praying at the dinner table, never praying at the restaurant, never talking about blessings. That's over. It's over. We're going to put God in control and God in command. We're going to do it God's way. It's like we're doing it Second Congregational in Derby. A little church standing for the Lord every day. Becoming that beacon because the body is becoming brighter. That's the light because of what Jesus did for us on that cross in Jesus' name. And once you beat something with God, never look back. The devil will throw it back at you. That's his job. But he's a loser. The devil is a loser, amen? He's going to throw guilt at you, depression, worry, but he's a loser. You're victorious. You're in the family of God. Claim that. Claim it. My Father is big in this business. He's the greatest. Amen. Give him praise and glory.